We've got some special guests in the studio who helped raise more than $40,000 for bushfire relief. The actual figure, $42,660.05.
That's incredible. The guys are from an organisation they've put together called the Carlective. Trev and Jimmy, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So firstly, tell us a quick little bit about the Carlective.
Well, the Collective is five local businesses on the automotive scene, and we've been friends for a few years now, and we all just sort of got together and started an idea to work together.
Yeah, to help promote each other, basically. That was the idea behind it to begin with.
Yeah, and Trev from CNT Automotive, talk us through the who came up with the idea and how long it took to put together for this bushfire relief fundraiser that had so many cars at Wodonga Plaza that it was bursting out of Wodonga Plaza car park, basically, on Saturday.
The initial idea came, we were all up at Summernats in Canberra a week and a half ago, and we were having great time during the week, every day, but we'd get back to the hotel every night and turn the telly on and watch 2 hours of, you know, people having their houses destroyed, that sort of thing. And yeah, we were having a great time during the day, but it'd just bring you down so quickly when you get back to the hotel. We sort of thought, what can we do? The Saturday night, we said, why don't we do a car meet? And then from that Tuesday on, when we sort of first put up the video, it just rolled from there. It just snowballed.
So how many cars are we talking? Because people have been talking about it on social media, saying this amazing show and shine. How many cars?
We're estimated we had 1,000.
Which is extraordinary. Like, you were hoping for, what, about 300-400?
We had entry stickers for 350 cars, and we sort of thought, if we got close to that number, we'd be cheering. We didn't
by quarter past five, the Wodonga Plaza was full, and we didn't know what to do.
I'm seeing some of the pictures on the Carlective Facebook page. There's heaps of pics, and I mean, we're talking some extraordinary cars. See, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of incredible cars that turned up.
A lot of cars we're in the car scene, have been for years, and there were a lot of cars there that we hadn't seen before and that sort of thing. Some big cars as well.
So you mentioned that there was a drag racing car that had just landed in the country.
So Perry Bullivant's Serial Killer, which is one of the blown radial cars from the States, that was there. Symbolics HQ, which is a 3,000 horsepower HQ that just did drag challenge, broke a couple of records there, and was also on the front cover of Street Machine. And then every second car in the car park was something special.
That's amazing. I didn't realise. I mean, I knew there was a fair car culture on the border, but I didn't realise there was that much money, I guess, and dedication involved.
We proved ourselves on the weekend that the car scene in Albury Wodonga is still huge, and obviously everyone can come together for a really good cause.
So good.
Hey, Trev, did you let out a big round of applause when you tallied it all up and put that last 5 cents in, $42,660.05?
Well, after we actually tallied it up and sort of announced it on Facebook, my sister who lives in London, she messaged me. She's going to take it to 43. So technically we made 43K.
Mate,
she was originally going to donate something to the auction, but once she saw all the businesses giving us stuff, she pretty much hit me up and said, let me know the bank details, I'll donate the rest.
So, just absolutely sensational. And obviously lots of local businesses helped out, because I know you had a sausage sizzle and all that sort of
there
stuff.
There was an outpouring from local business. It was unreal. It wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for them. It's simple as that. The amount of businesses that jumped on board, you could seriously say, hey, we're doing this, and they're like, what do you need?
Yeah, fantastic. And just very quickly, where's the money going to?
Originally, we all haven't raised 10,000. That was going to be a really good number, we thought. We had the RFS, Wires, and the Red Cross. We've now decided, because we're on the border, look, probably 50% of the people at the meet were from Wodonga and Victoria, that side. We'd like to spread it between the CFA and also the Wildlife Victoria Fund as well. So it'll go to those five charities split. So it's going to be a bit of money going to each.
Well, it just an amazing effort, you guys, and thank you so much for believing in the people of the border enough to throw something together, because it obviously came together very quickly, like a lot of the fundraisers have, and yeah, just a brilliant effort.
Yeah, well done. Jimmy from Fatal Finish and Trevor from CNT Automotive, both in Wodonga, part of the Carlective.
And it's the Carlective is the Facebook page, so it's Carlective. active.
That's it.
That's it.
It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M.